Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'll make a grand entrance. Everything spicy, more spicy than I thought it would be.
Ooh-wee, oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to get into some Diddy, some WNBA, and whatever else, wherever else it takes us. Maybe Izzy joins mid-recording and can bring some ideas, too, because I'm feeling kind of boring right now.
Nah, he's going to get drunk, Paul, for the rest of his existence if he doesn't join the pod.
Oh, brother. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Bang. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Highly Unapologetic, the podcast, which is always, I'm your host, Adam. And from your face, with me, all the way down in San Antonio. And for those that don't know, I'm in Dallas, by the way, but down in San Antonio, my boy, Paul Paulito, one of my favorite humans alive, Grinch mode. What's been going on, brother?
Nothing much. Life's been going on. Miss you down here, of course. I mean, you went to Minnesota, then to Dallas. Well, got a spot in Dallas, so, man, you're making moves. I'm still here. I think the last time you left, you was here for last time you came for our volleyball game, which was cool.
Yeah, I was there for like a month before I took up. Yeah, went back. Y'all are still doing volleyball?
Nah, we took a break after this past season that just ended.
So we took a break and went to softball.
Yeah, I ain't no good. Softball's
my thing. I love softball. And if I was down there, it would hurt my feelings if you didn't ask me to play, because I totally would. And I would pitch, and I would get frustrated with y'all. Because I don't know if you know this, but Keith, you know Keith, has a cousin. I don't know if you've ever met Keith's cousin, Chris. But he is a full-grown man. And he is about, he can't be taller than 5'4". He's a tiny, tiny human being. But that is, anytime I run a softball tournament or we do any kind of softball league, he is my first call, because as tiny as he is so good. Mm-hmm. But I love playing with like new teams. Especially new teams who have never played before, because it's just straight, it's entertaining to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I can only imagine. Okay, who's on this team? I need to know.
It's a base league, so okay. I don't even know them personally. We all work in the same kind of unit.
Okay.
And they was like, we need softball players. I was like, I'll go.
Yeah. So when you said you were playing softball, I thought it was going to be like the usual crew.
Nah.
Jazz. And Jazz Irene. and Irene.
And I got a feeling, because I seen her golf swing, I got a feeling Irene can really slug that ball.
So I think I know that she has played before.
Yeah.
But I've never actually seen her play live. I've never seen any kind of video of her playing. But I did see the videos of her at Top Golf with Jag.
Yeah.
She got a good golf swing.
Yeah.
But golf swings don't always correlate to softball swings. In fact, I think they work against each other.
Well, let me tell you, my golf swing and my baseball swing, bottom of the barrel. But it's all good.
Dude, I went to play golf for the first time in a long time this past weekend. And I ended up having to quit before we got to hole 18 because we played at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Dallas area, but I live in Garland, okay, which is far east of Dallas. And we played in Grand Prairie, which is past downtown Dallas, headed to Fort Worth. So it's in between. So, like, you got San Antonio, New Braunfels, San Marcos, Austin. Grand Prairie is like New Braunfels. It's, you know, because you got Arlington on the other side. You've been to the stadium in Arlington. So we play at 7 o'clock in the morning. We've got to wake up at 5:30, 5:45, be at my buddy's house so he can drive. Got to be there at 6 o'clock, and that's still giving us barely 20 minutes once we get there to check in, get our cart, get our bag and balls all loaded up and on to the first tee. So there was no stretching. There was no, I mean, we were right off the truck and onto the tee box. And I was dying, just moving around and haven't played that in that long.
Yeah.
Killed me, man. But plus it was hot. And then my idiot self wore long sleeves that day. You know,
Yeah, dude,
I always play golf in long sleeves. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I think just knowing that Irene is kind of an athlete, I bet she'd be pretty good on the softball field.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I can turn anyone into a softball player, even you. Give me a few seasons and I got you.
I could throw the ball, so they put me out on the right hand side because nobody hits over there.
You put your worst player either at catcher or right field.
Yeah, I was like, all right. So if the ball comes, they say just throw it to third base regardless. I was like, okay. Then I know where to throw the ball before.
Is it co-ed or is it men's?
Yeah, it's co-ed. We call it intramurals or whatever.
Yeah. That makes it better, dude. I'm playing in a men's league up here on Mondays, and it's a church league, but it gets so serious. And that's what I hate about playing men's is just it's too serious for me. I've never been serious a day in my life. And you're out here playing softball. You have to pay to play, and you're taking it that serious. Like, you're not getting paid. Man, if you were getting a paycheck, okay, I get it. Be out here and take it serious, but you are paying them to play.
Yeah. You
know? So it just doesn't make any sense to me. But
nah, ball is life, man. You got to live by that.
It is, man. It sure is. But man, some of these guys it's a clown show.
Yeah.
And it was like that. It was like that in San Antonio too, like down on the far, far south side. And someone would be like, man, do you want to play tournament this weekend? Yeah, sure. Where is it? They'll say, oh, it's at Victory. Like, nope, I'm out. Oh, it's at Castillo's. Nope, I'm out. Just too serious. I'm too old for all that. But anyways, what's going on? What are we going to get into? Like, we definitely need to, you and me and Izzy have been kind of making fun of Diddy a while back, and we have never got a chance to actually put it on tape how we feeling right now.
Man.
But the latest right now is your president. I know you voted for your boy Donald.
D-Money.
Okay.
I know him as D-Money.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And D-Money is talking about, man, I'm gonna review all the information to consider a pardon. And my favorite internet troll, not named Paulito,
oh shoot,
50,
yeah,
has now entered the chat.
Yeah, you seen that video?
Oh, dude, I'm here for it. All right, dude, give me your opinion on Diddy. The whole situation, Diddy back in the day when he was Puff Daddy.
You know,
the entire opinion from start to finish.
Man, it's kind of weird touching on Diddy because he was associated, you know, manager, bad boy with Biggie. So, like, when they lost him, you know, you just kind of give him a pass on his music. Wasn't a big fan, but I still listened to it. I remember when he had signed the Locks and, like, kind of changed the Locks. And I was a big Locks fan back in the day in D-Block. But, like, even MTV making a band, I watched all that stuff. Like, I was a fan. You know, I supported it. But like now that if you really fast forward to it, I did pass judgment. I thought he was guilty as heck. Like,
yeah,
but he ain't never getting out of this.
Right.
And then like the trial started I think the trial started mid-May, early May.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the Diddy freak off, so like everybody hears about the Diddy parties or whatever.
Right.
I didn't know it was that intense, but it's just a fetish that he had. Now he's paying, like, you know, they pay for these escorts or whatever. Is that human trafficking? Technically, by the definition, yeah, but yeah. These are like you don't picture like an escort. You picture human trafficking like, you know, oh, they're being smuggled across the border.
And right. They're being loaded up in a U-Haul truck and taken across the border and then sold to the highest bidder down in, you know, different countries or whatever. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. But these are like professional escorts that are like offering their services. And
right.
And what Cassie's involvement, I mean, shoosh. Even though she pled, she did whatever deal. She's just as guilty as Diddy of whatever,
right?
Rico charge they got against him, because the whole domestic thing, this case ain't about his domestic past with her. So
that is the exact same thing I said. Cassie's guilty. Cassie was present. Cassie knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
The getting beaten in front of the elevator has nothing to do with anything. That's a completely separate trial.
Yeah,
and if it were to go to trial.
So, like, at the end, do I think D-Money going to pardon him? Hell no.
I don't know how you can.
Yeah.
But the troll job that it's going to let 50 do.
Yeah.
Whole thing is it's perfect. There's no greater internet troll than 50, and anytime I see him get involved with anything that's even unrelated to him, I'm in. I'm invested.
Did you see the one he dropped yesterday?
I did not.
It's like a Family Matters. Remember the intro?
Uh-huh.
Carl Winslow and Urkel and all them. He did that with Diddy and all the characters involved in this case.
Oh no. Listen, here's what upsets me the most about Diddy, okay? You know, years ago, he was involved with Bieber. Before grown men became fans of Justin Bieber. Because mm-hmm. I'm a fan of his last few albums, right? He makes good music.
He does.
Before that, when he was like the teen, like, looking stupid with his hair and whatever. I wasn't a fan, but adult Bieber music I'm into. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if you've noticed this, but once all this Diddy stuff started, Bieber's spiral.
I thought it was because of his marriage.
Well, I'm sure that is a spiral, but I didn't really notice his spiral going out of control until this whole Diddy thing started.
Because it happened before. Well, honestly, that Diddy rumors started years ago before it even came public. That's right.
But he could blow them off because nothing was ever done about the done to Diddy. They didn't ever call Diddy on it. And now that Diddy is in jail, he got raided. Where do you hide? You know, if you're a Justin Bieber, and to be completely honest, I don't think Bieber needs to hide. I think he was taken advantage of. He was naive and he was young when he was dealing with Diddy. He had no idea what was happening. Same thing with Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, people want to go after Macaulay Culkin for the whole thing. How do you do that when he's just a kid and he doesn't know better? He doesn't know life.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, dude. I'm invested in this Diddy thing and I hope he goes all the way down. So
you know what's crazy? I didn't even cut off, but what's crazy is that Shannon Sharp interview with Cat Williams.
Huh? Oh. Yeah.
Really brought it to life. He was sometimes you got to tell Diddy no. And listen, like,
okay, I don't want to ruin our friendship, but I might.
Why?
I know you're a big LeBron fan.
Goat James, yeah, you damn right.
I know you're a huge LeBron fan. Me, not so much. If we're ranking NBA players, I'm putting him 11 through 15 somewhere in there. Okay,
but I'm about to hang it up.
Man. But we're not talking about the NBA yet. But if there's one person that you want to see go down with Diddy, who is it? Someone you don't like, someone you hope was at the party, someone that we can put away, take off the social medias for a while because he's got a prison stint to do. Who is it?
Damn, Joe Budden.
I know it's tough. It's not tough for me. I gave you my answer already.
Yeah.
That just puts the MJ LeBron debate to rest.
No.
For good.
Yeah, it would be Joe Budden's. I want to get
dude, that's a good one. I cannot stand that dude. And whoever gave that guy a microphone and whoever listens to that guy deserve to go down with him.
Nah, no, because he was one of the first rappers to do it.
Yeah.
So he kind of opened a lane for rappers to get confidence. Like, I like the Mason Cameron podcast a lot, hilarious. Actually.
Yeah.
Theirs is funny. Yeah. Joe Budden's, I don't like his takes. I don't like anybody on that cast except for Mr. Ford. But, I mean, she's, you know, nostalgia, basically, you know.
I think that's the draw to Cameron and Mace's podcast, too. It's nostalgia. That's hip-hop that we grew up with.
Yeah, yeah.
These kids today have no idea how good those two were.
Yeah, even Fat Joe with Jada Kiss, they started theirs like last month.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
There's another one. I don't know if he was a guest or if he has his own, but Nori. You know what?
Drink Champs. Drink Champs.
This dude is hilarious.
That's really good. That's really good.
That's a great one. Man, I think more rappers need podcasts. I saw Method Man do a podcast the other day.
Oh, really?
And they were making him choose this rapper or that rapper. And it was probably the funniest 10 minutes I had ever seen because they kept putting up his friends against each other. And he was getting mad that they were doing him like that. But that was a good one. But I think Method Man and Redman need a podcast. Redman is my favorite rapper of all time. Have I ever told you that?
Redman?
Yeah.
I only know one album.
You probably know a Redman Method Man album, yeah?
Yeah, I know that. Was that the Blackout album or something?
There's a few. Yeah, they got a few. But yeah, Redman is my favorite rapper. I changed him recently. I put him up there because, man, it was a couple years ago. Jazz and me and Wes did our top like 50 rappers. And I think I had, and we can do it if you once Izzy actually like does what he says he's going to do.
Yeah.
And join up because, well, we'll get to that another time. But we did our top 50, and I think I had Redman probably in the like 15 to 20 or maybe even in the 20s.
Was he ranked above Method Man?
Method Man has been my number one for years.
Okay. That makes sense.
Now it's a 1A, 1B situation where you can put either one at A and B.
Yeah.
To me. All
right.
But there was a Wu-Tang concert a couple of years ago in Austin that I went to last minute, heard about it last minute. Tickets were like $20, picked them up, drove out to Austin. And, the format of the concert was, Wu-Tang came out first, but they came out without Method Man. And so I was upset. That's the only reason I bought the tickets. It was Wu-Tang, Nas, and Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
So Wu-Tang came out. They did a nice 45-minute set. It was good. I was upset because Method Man wasn't there. I had been on Twitter and Instagram and everything, seeing if he was like on the tour, and they were saying, yeah, he's been at the previous shows. So when he didn't show up, I was like, man, that's whack. So then Nas came out. Yeah, Nas is anywhere from 2, 3, 4 of my favorites, interchangeable. And yeah. He killed it.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Absolutely killed it. And I think this concert was either in September. It may have been October, but it was still warm, very warm. Mm-hmm. And this dude comes out in a 3-piece suit.
Ooh, Nas. Yeah.
And he says, "Man, Austin, I love your weather." And we were all like, "Oh, that sounds stupid." Yeah. 3-piece suit. So then he kills his first set, and then Busta Rhymes comes out, and Busta Rhymes was horrible. He was old.
He?
Oh, dude, he was old and fat and out of breath. And he did the same verse to his that song with Chris Brown. He did it twice. And we don't know if it was accident. We don't know if it was on purpose that he did it twice, but he did it twice, and that was annoying.
Yeah. Huh.
But then we kind of like it kind of got quiet, and then he starts yelling at the crowd because we weren't singing along with his songs.
Damn.
Like, yeah, he was like, "Man, I ain't never been to a show where y'all didn't sing along with my stuff or whatever." And we're just like, "Dude, who is this guy?" So then, whatever, the DJ who's playing all the music, they take a little break. Whatever he's playing music, you know, mm-hmm. New York rap songs or whatever. And then Wu-Tang comes out again. And so I look at my buddy and I'm like, "Man, I got to put up with this again before we get back to Nas." And then all of a sudden, Method Man walks out.
Ooh.
And I was like, "Ah, here we go." So we got a good like another hour of Method Man.
Did you geek out or you were just standing there?
Oh, dude, cool. I screamed like a little girl, brother. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. I was excited. I was jumping in the air and like hugging my buddy. Like we were hugging and like jumping together, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it was at a rap concert.
So is that like a in your lifetime? Of course, celebs or athletes will make you do that at a venue. Is that one of the rare times that you actually fanboyed out, geeked out over? Like
that might be the only time I've ever fanboyed out.
You want to know why?
Tell me.
You're not a wrestling fan.
So yeah. Okay. All right. Time out. We'll get back to Wu-Tang story here in a minute. Whose music is hitting that's making you geek out?
Everybody's out. Okay. Like,
oh, you a fan?
Yeah. I'm okay. A big fan.
You a fan? Okay. So, yeah. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
All time?
Yeah. If it's not Stone Cold, the answer's wrong, right?
Nah, man. I mean, He's one of the GOATs, but Shawn Michaels is my favorite of all time.
Yeah, you got to go with the hometown kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad
that's
at it.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on. I mean, I've known him since I've been watching wrestling as like one of the rockers.
Yeah. You ever met him? I've met him.
Nah, I've seen him a few times in like in person, but not really.
He looks like a trailer park gym rat.
Really?
Yeah, so when I worked at Northeast Methodist Hospital years ago. Like, mm-hmm. like Riley was brand new, and his mom was in the hospital there in the emergency room, and he came walking through, and I was like, "Oh, dude, that's Shawn Michaels," and he was wearing some like black cut off jorts with a tank top, and you know those like welder do rags.
Yeah,
that you wear under your mask or whatever. Well, he had one of those on. With a hat backwards like mine right now. So it'd be almost like me wearing what you've got on along with my hat.
Oh, shoot.
So, and then he had like Timberland boots on.
Yeah. He
looked like he was on his way to the gym from the trailer park.
That's crazy.
Which is wild to me.
I'd have geeked out too.
Oh, yeah. Man. I didn't. You know why I didn't geek out? Because I didn't hear his music. He was just walking. He just walked through the double doors. That's it. There was no introduction or anything.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I did geek out on that. And I'm not embarrassed to say it. I kind of wish there was video, you know, somebody recording it.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got like an hour of Method Man. And then Nas came back out. And the funniest part about Nas coming back out is now he's in gym shorts and a tank top.
Okay.
He loved Austin's weather so much he had to go change his clothes because it was way too hot and humid.
Yeah, September still.
He's so fake.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a cool concert. It was a cool concert with the exception of Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes was definitely a disappointment.
Yeah.
But got to see Nas and Method Man, so that was cool. And then they're doing one of ODB songs, and I'm not really paying attention to it, but then I look because it sounded just like ODB, and it was his son.
They brought
his son on tour, and he sounded just like him, and it dressed like him and everything. So it was like, that was really
good. What's his name? Like Lil Dirty Bastard or something like that?
I don't remember what. They didn't really introduce themselves. Well, I take that back. They introduced themselves the first set, but I don't think he came out the first set either.
Mm.
But I just want to know why Method Man was too good to come out the first set, but Raekwon was out there. Ghostface was out there. Like,
yeah.
All of the big names were out there with the exception. So that just tells me he is the GOAT.
Yeah. You know, it was crazy about Method Man. I am a fan of his. He's a good actor.
Well, yeah.
Like, yeah. Besides how, like, you know about High High.
How High was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I can't name any other movies off top.
Yeah.
Honestly. I can't either. But he's on one of my favorite shows called Power.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a lawyer. He's a crooked lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good. Like, you're invested in his character.
Do you know who else is a GOAT rapper and a great actor?
Will Smith.
I said great rapper.
Hey, listen. Time out. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna give you Will Smith because he is a great actor.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that here in a minute since you brought it up. But Andre 3000.
Great.
Is a great actor. What was that movie he was in? He was a part of Cedric the Entertainer's crew. I cannot remember, but it's a John Travolta movie. It wasn't Get Shorty.
Oceans.
No, it wasn't Oceans. He wasn't on Oceans. It wasn't Get Shorty, but it was one of those. But
it was like a heist movie, right?
Huh?
Was it like a heist? They were doing like some kind of.
I'm going to look it up right now. You talk, I'll look.
You know, speaking of Andre 3000, like, I know everybody's on, you know, big fan of his music and stuff. I needed that album. I needed that solo album from him, and we never got it.
Yeah, we did. He just playing a flute in it. Playing the piano.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's, what, 50, mid-50s, whatever. And he, when he said he was dropping that album, that instrumental album with the flute, I was like, dang, man, we ain't gonna never get that solo rap album. But I appreciate the music that he did put out with Outkast and his features that he did give us.
The movie is called Be Cool. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. It had The Rock. The Rock was in there too.
The Rock is in there, yeah. John Travolta's in there, The Rock.
Yeah.
Cedric the Entertainer, great movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, Andre 3000 is like the idiot of the crew, but he does such a good job.
That's right.
But he did a good job as Hendrix in Hendrix as well, portraying Jimi Hendrix. If you haven't seen that, go see it.
I haven't. I got to check that out.
Yeah, look it up and see it. But he's pretty good.
Yeah.
But Will Smith. What's your favorite Will Smith movie?
Jeez, Independence Day.
Oh, wow. I did not expect that.
Yeah. I mean, I was a kid and I was geeked on it.
Yeah.
So it stuck with me.
Yeah.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I mean, I like his new stuff. Not iRobot, but the one where he's by himself, basically, after, and he just got, it's just him and his dog.
Is that, that's not The Pursuit of Happiness? No, that was his son.
No, no.
The Happiness was a good one, though.
Yeah.
That, dog. I don't remember that one. It was recent?
About 10 years ago. Yeah. Let me look it up.
I'll tell you what mine is. It is Collateral Beauty. Is that what it's called? Yes, Collateral Beauty. Have you seen that one?
Nah.
Okay, so it's an older movie, so spoilers don't count, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But he loses his daughter. You don't see that part in the movie except toward the end when he's reliving moments from the daughter, but you don't see the daughter dying as part of the, but that's what it is. He loses his daughter, and then he is the top executive at a marketing and advertisement firm.
Okay.
And he goes crazy where he just doesn't work anymore. All he does when he goes to work is he sets up dominoes. You know, you set up dominoes, you knock the first one down and it knocks all of them down. So that's all he does at work now. And they are about to lose some big accounts. Edward Norton's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one actor, I can't remember his name, but he is one of my favorite actors. His name is, he's a Hispanic actor, and it is, and I could never, ever remember his name. Michael Pena.
Okay.
You know who that is?
No.
Michael Pena was in Crash. He was in Ant-Man.
I'm looking at it right now.
Hang on. I'm going to put him to the camera.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking.
Great actor, but he's in it. But anyways, while you look that up, Will Smith, or they're about to lose these big accounts, lose a lot of money. A lot of people are going to get laid off if they lose these accounts. So they've got to try and get Will Smith back in his right mind. So they hire actors to portray time, love, and death. Because he wrote letters to time and addressed them and put them in the mail to time, love, and death.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, so they intercepted these letters and they got these people to portray these three feelings and these three non-human entities. It's a real good movie. You should go check it out. So it kind of brings him back into his right mind, because now he's got these people acting, you know, like time, but they stage people around to, yeah, ask these people if they can see me. Of course they can, but
yeah,
they're trying to trick Will Smith. It's a good movie, man. You should go check it out. It's
Collateral Damage.
Collateral Beauty.
Collateral.
It's pretty deep, man. And, I'm proud of myself for having such a deep movie like that in my top.
Yeah.
You ever seen Big Fish?
Nah.
That's a good one too. It's pretty deep if you can make it through the whole thing. A lot of people are like, man, this is too slow moving for me. It's a storytelling movie, but anyways.
Oh, that movie I was telling you about was I Am Legend.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Yeah, he's had some good movies, man. The Bad Boys series, of course.
Oh yeah, Undefeated.
Everybody loves those.
Is it the best movie series ever?
No.
What is Home Alone?
Oceans.
Oceans? Oh,
that is a hill that I will die on. That the Oceans, and I'll even throw in the ladies. Oceans 8 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That is my favorite series of movies. I don't know why. I love a good heist movie.
What about John Wick?
John Wick is in the top three for sure.
Yeah.
And it's probably not three. I mean, but yeah, dude, the Oceans, I'm not a Brad Pitt fan, but I'm a fan of his in all of these movies.
Yeah.
My only beef with the Oceans 8 with the ladies is they used Sandra Bullock instead of Julia Roberts. They should have had Tess leading the heist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe she had gotten out of the game once they finished Ocean's 13. But yeah. I think just to go along with the story, Tess should have been it leading that. But
yeah,
Rihanna was hot in that movie too.
I'm gonna go back and watch them all.
Yeah. They're on Vice and XF all the time.
Yeah, no, I got bootleg, so
do you use that cable that Rydon does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got it from you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what he told me. Yeah. But the crypto pain in crypto makes me weird.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. It means
it's easy.
It's not stable. One of these days, the cops are going to raid your house just based on your cable alone.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways, what else is going on? There's some good beef in the WNBA. I hate watching the actual game. But
you know what? Yeah, there's some beef, my bad.
Tell me your side of it.
I mean, the obvious beef is, you know, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark. I mean, their last matchup was last month, I would say 3 weeks ago. And like, it was a big hoopla about the foul that was committed against Angel Reese. It's a clean foul.
Clean foul. It's a earn your points foul.
Yeah.
They gave her a flagrant, you have this free bucket when I got a foul to give.
Yeah, they gave her a flagrant one, which is bogus, but yeah. I guess they're just trying to soothe everybody's ego.
But you have to.
But don't get me wrong. Like, I watched them since college. I've been watching women's basketball only college because the WNBA was just terrible.
Right.
Like, there's only one or two teams that were actually good for, I would say, the past five to 10 years. There's always one or two teams that you know they're going to be at the end.
Right. So you are team CC.
Yeah.
As opposed to team Angel.
This girl, like, cause if you watch her from Iowa to her rookie year, and I was like, they're going to change this offense, this Indiana offense for her. Cause they were just playing pick and roll, slow moving, dribble the ball up court. When she was at Iowa, they was pushing the ball down court. Now it's year two, Caitlin Clark, and they are moving fast. I ain't gonna say they win the championship because they still got some big dogs out there. Like, they got the Liberty and they got the Aces, which are probably, you know, the favorites to go to championship again. But yeah, that team is coming. They can compete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the Aces are the Stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So San Antonio claims them anyway.
Kelsey Plum was here. She was drafted here.
Man. Okay, so she's been annoying me lately. She looks like based on social media alone, she looks like she is super annoying in person.
Hey, honestly, the downfall of Darren Waller, right? The tight end?
That's her husband.
Yeah, he was a giant.
Yeah.
He was a giant tight end. Then he signed with the Raiders. And when he went, they were in Las Vegas at the same time, but he was playing like buns. So they traded him. And like within that same year that he got traded, they filed for a divorce. And he was just wiped off the map and like no longer available in the league.
So she was keeping him relevant by being super annoying.
Yeah, but ever since that divorce, like, her head, like, in my opinion, she's just been, I follow her on social media, she's been like showing more skin and, you know, sex sells, don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
she was ever like, from what I've seen, she was always about ball, but now it's like more than ball, you know, showing skin, got these like thing, like outfits that show like the cleavage that she does have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, ever since that divorce, she's just been glowing up.
Man, there has never been a WNBA player that I've went, man, she's hot. I can't think of any. I cannot. And it kills me every time I hear somebody tell me how hot Angel Reese is. And I'm like, okay, so you put her eyes closer together like they're supposed to be? Maybe. But I cannot get past the fact that when she's running down the court, she looks like Sid the Sloth chasing that acorn down the blizzard.
I think she fine as heck.
I do not. I just dude, look at me. I want to look at the camera and make my face straight. But she's got one eye here and the other eye here.
I
cannot get past that, dude. I can't.
She looks normal. Her eyes are just wider. Everybody has facial features that make them distinct, man.
Yeah. Her? Yeah, she looks like Sarah Slaughter.
She got a nice body.
I don't care about that. Don't. That, dude. Okay, whether you have a nice body or not, I still have to look you in your face.
She's cute, man. She look good. No, she decent. Dude.
Let me think, man. Let me think about. Okay, so I take that back. When Candace Parker first got like out of Tennessee and into the league, she was pretty cute.
Yeah, she's cute. There's a few of them. I'll send you some.
Okay.
I think Paige Beckers look good too.
I don't know who that is.
Y'all in this
your face.
Y'all in, hey, let me tell you something. Y'all in the same city, first of all, and she was Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark was Caitlin Clark. Dog.
She can shoot the lights out.
She was a baller. Yeah. She had torn her ACL, MCL, or something like that in I think her sophomore year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about that girl who went to like 17 different colleges? She went to like Louisville, and then she went to LSU, and then she went to TCU.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Van Lith or Van Slyth or something?
Yeah, she plays with Angel Reese.
Well, she's in Chicago now.
Yeah.
Okay. She was cute for a second. Yeah,
she played Team USA 3-on-3. That was the first time they ever played 3-on-3.
Didn't Team USA women's 3-on-3 like lose?
Yeah, I think they lost. I think they got bronze. But she was straight out of college, so she didn't have no professional experience. Straight out of college.
You know Damian Chandler, right?
Damian Chandler. Nah.
He's played with the Grinches a few times. Probably while you were there. Maybe if you saw his face.
Mm.
But anyways, he's one of my buddies from like since eighth grade.
Okay.
And man, when this whole Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese like first started blowing up, this dude wasn't even picking a side based on who's better at basketball. It was that Caitlin Clark cleans up so good and she's hot. And I was like, nope, I can't see it.
Caitlin Clark?
I can't see it. Brother, I can't see her. She just looks so vanilla and plain and boring. Tell me I'm wrong.
She's like, all right. She's like, if we go out to a club, she's the one dressed in business casual every time.
Yeah. Do you know the podcaster Bobby, right? Bobby Altoff?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's her comparison.
No, Bobby. Yes, dude.
Like, not cute.
What?
Boring and Bobby vanilla.
That's her person. That's the personality. That's what drives people to her podcast, though.
Right. That's Caitlin Clark's real life. Oh, brother, come on.
You think Bobby is basic?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. I think she's fine as hell.
Do you? You yes. Would. Okay. She's so plain, dude.
Hey, but my taste in women is like diverse as heck, because I like them from small to big, and it's almost torta season.
Yeah, but you don't like your own women.
Yeah, I do. Angel Reese. I just said she was fine.
Oh, yeah, you did. But do you date black women?
My last one, she's 2015.
Oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's just hard to meet them here in San Antonio. I got some coworkers that are fine as heck.
Come to Dallas.
I know.
Well, okay. So when are you going to come up here?
I might come on the 27th that weekend.
Of June?
June, yeah.
Okay. That weekend. Yeah, that might be. Do that.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I might have some tickets too.
Some tickets to what?
Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers.
Is that what you would come up for?
See, I'm gonna come up there for you.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Hey, if you come up to go to that game, I'll go with you.
Yeah,
for sure, absolutely.
I already put the word out. Like, if they can give me tickets, they'll get it to me.
Who's the ticket plug?
Man, my boy Shay, man. Huh? One of my my boy Shay.
Uh huh.
He like my best friend. I known him since 2006.
Is he up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey,
He's a recruiter at a college up there.
Oh, okay. There's a bunch of colleges up here.
Yeah, I know. He's at one of the weird ones too.
He's at one of the weird ones. Oh, good.
Like Arizona something college or some shit.
All right. Well, hey, I got a question for you real quick. It just hit me. That shirt you're wearing.
What about it?
Was not delivered to you without sleeves.
No, I got this one customed.
From who?
I just took it to a tailor shop.
Oh, they took the sleeves off professionally?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I was like one of the first ones to play without my sleeves. I hated playing with sleeves.
Yeah.
Same. So I always got my things like tailored.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't cut them with scissors. I was like, nah, I tailor these things.
Yeah, I think those you have to tailor. You have to tailor nice. You have to at least get the little. There's a specific tool, a hem tool.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it yourself, you definitely have to do it that way. How do you feel about the hood?
The hood?
Playing with the hood.
It get a little hot, but yeah. I mean, it helps because that sun is.
Yeah, that sun does kill, but man, I feel like that's extra weight that I don't want around me because I'm already slow.
I'm slow too. I don't give a shit.
As it is. Yeah, but you're black. You got makeup speed, you know? I'm not.
Back in the day, not anymore.
Do you still play SSC flag?
Nah, I haven't played. I haven't touched a football since December.
Yeah, when I was up in Minnesota, Daniel tried to get me to play. Daniel and Right On and Diana,
mm-hmm.
and they told me before we went up there that they wanted to do that. They play six man on a full field, on a full eight man field. They play six man. It's horrible. It looked horrible just watching it. But when they told me that was the plan to get up here and we're gonna start our own team and yada, 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 I left my flags and my cleats in San Antonio on purpose because I did not want to play. Then when I was up there, I joined a Facebook page of the neighborhood that Right On lived in.
Okay.
Or in the town, Woodbury, whatever. And just as they are starting to make plans for this football team, I see a post that they are looking for a guy's looking to start a new softball team. So I was like, here's my out.
Yeah, yeah.
Signed up to play softball instead of football because, man, and I went to those games where they would play because I guess I was Daniel's personal photographer. And, yeah, it just looked horrible. But I did go to watch Riley play indoor, or not Riley, Right Don play indoor.
Yeah.
And he played six man contact.
Damn.
On a smaller field. And that was kind of interesting because, man, these blockers, they're blocking and releasing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I would have ate.
Yeah.
In something like that. Just letting Keith make it till I can get off my block. And then I'm gone.
That's why like these world tournaments or, you know, these nation tournaments, they have that contact flag. Because when I first started playing flag in New Mexico, it was straight, you could straight block. You can't chicken wing, but you could straight block with your hands. But once they get past you, you can't.
You got to let them go. Yeah.
And you could, as a defender, you could swim.
Yeah.
You could swim their block. And as a cornerback, you can bump. But you're going to do one bump. You can't, like, hold or anything like that. You're going to bump and you have to release.
You just got to knock them off the route.
Yeah.
The thing I didn't like the most about it, though, it looked interesting. It looked pretty fun. But blocking downfield and flag guarding was legal.
Really?
Yeah, you could stiff arm.
Oh.
In this league.
Wow.
Do you know all the things I could have done if I could stiff arm? it would not matter that I was slow. I'm going to grab your whole face, and we're running together.
Yeah.
It would have looked like one of those things where you got the giant, and he's holding the little midget's head, and the midget's like swinging and not hitting anything. That's what it would have looked like, me running in for a touchdown with my boy Polly blocking for me.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it would have been like Bobby Boucher on that fake field goal, knocking everybody out.
It's crazy, man. It's just crazy how to, I mean, as we got older and kind of fade away from the game and how the game has grown. I mean, it's going to the Olympics now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do you feel about the Olympics possibly taking NFL players instead of real flag players?
I was shocked that the owners signed off on it.
I was too, because your training is now going to be in the middle of camp.
That, and I don't want my investment
right
playing with somebody that works at Home Depot or anything like that. Like, I wanted him to be with the professionals.
Yeah.
Getting professional blocks, playing against professional defenders.
Right.
Like, man, one bad move. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say flags are a relatively safe sport. There's still contact. There's a bad route. There's a bad cut. There's a bad juke.
I cannot tell you how many torn Achilles I've seen in all the years you and I have played flag football.
Yeah.
I have seen so many torn Achilles.
Crying, like yelling in pain. I'm like, bro.
Yeah. But I respect what A.J. Brown said. A.J. Brown said he wants nothing to do with the Olympics. If he's going to be training, he's going to be training for his paid job.
Yeah. Not
this fake football stuff. He called it fake football. But
I wouldn't call it fake. And I mean, I would want the flag people, the flag community, to represent the country.
Right.
I wouldn't want the professionals out there, but that's just me. But a lot of them grew up playing flag football, so they know the basics.
Right. But I look at it like this. If you put a group of flag players, the best flag players, you got Hoosh, you got Bruce Mapp, you got all of them, and you put them on a team, and then you put together a team of NFL with, let's give them a week to train. The flag guys are going to win that first game.
Yeah.
But you give the NFL guys, give them a month or two to train and actually learn. They're freak athletes.
Yeah, as it is.
If you don't think that these NFL stars can't learn flag in a month, 2 months, you're an idiot. Right? But I think I take to Hoosh's point of, we built the game. We're the ones who have been lobbying and growing the game to get it into the Olympics. Let us play.
I don't know if that's true either. I mean.
Well, the NFL didn't grow the game. You know what I mean? Like, you had that big pros versus Joes tournament.
No, they had to play 60 and they were advertising kids flag football to stay active.
Right. But
like,
how many NFL players who would put on, and I'm talking about current NFL players, I'm not talking about ex-NFL players like Michael Griffin, who plays, and Romance Taylor, and who plays, and all of them. I'm talking about an active roster right now would put on flags and know once you're coming up to a defender to either hip them or dip them. Or you even say hip and dip, and they know what you're talking about.
Just maybe two off the top of my head.
But again, at the same time, you give them a month or two to train.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing it just as good as somebody who's taken 5 years to perfect a nice dip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's just my take. I think it's going to be interesting either way. I don't think there's a nation in the world to stack up with the men.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be for the ladies. Are the ladies getting to play too?
I hope it's men, women, and co-ed. I hope, and trans. I don't give a damn. I want to see it all.
I hope there is women's, because that Mexico-U.S. game is always going to be good.
Yeah. You know? But
I think co-ed would be a blast.
Oh yeah, for sure. Co-ed is fun as hell to play too.
I have never played co-ed.
You should have. Y'all sleeping. That sounds fun.
Dude, I always made fun of you and Ruben for playing that.
Nah, that's
y'all want to play? Y'all want to come play tonight? No, oh, we got co-ed. I used to call y'all just to come out to play softball. Hey, come play softball. No, we got co-ed tonight. Oh, you dorks.
We were just growing a game, man. Look at it now.
Yeah, man. Go to the Olympics. Are you too old?
Hell, way too old, man. I don't think I could run 10 yards.
Do you miss playing flag?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, I miss everything about flag football.
I don't.
Except Sundays. Boy. Man.
Oh, yeah, because you and Jazz would show up still inebriated from the night prior.
Man, but
probably had just stopped drinking an hour before.
Yeah, man, those are some rough days.
Dude, there was one day. You may remember this, but Jazz showed up in jorts and no shirt and his cleats, and that's it.
Damn.
Do you remember this? You were there.
I
think he might have blamed you for his current state when he showed up.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But he had to borrow some shorts from somebody, borrow a jersey from somebody.
Yeah.
Barely got on the field to play. We only had six to begin with anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude. There was one Sunday he showed up to the field. I love Jazz. Don't get me wrong. This is not me complaining about Jazz in any shape or form or fashion. But this dude showed up to an 8 o'clock game with a bottle of Crown in his hand.
Damn!
And was trying to pass it out to people.
Yeah, I remember this.
While he was getting ready.
I remember that.
I was like, dude, first of all, I don't drink.
Yeah.
Second of all, I know it's too early for this. And I think something was along the lines of, it's not too early when you haven't stopped. Okay. Yeah. All right, dude, that's funny. But anyways, dude, we're at an hour, right at an hour.
All right, yeah.
Good little episode to get our feet back wet.
Yeah, man.
Maybe next time Izzy will actually join us. He texted us, so I'm excited to see what he might have said or what his excuse was on why he no call, no showed.
Yeah, he didn't even text, I don't think. Oh, yeah, he said this. He knocked out. All right, he sent the text.
Yeah, he said this on me.
It's all good.
I worked since 5. I knocked. Yeah. It's on me. Yeah, it is. It ain't our fault. But anyways, good little episode to get our feet wet. We'll start doing this at least twice a month. We'll get back on the Monday schedule like we had planned. Circumstances up here in Dallas just kind of took me out of my game.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
But we'll get on it, and I sure appreciate you taking the time and being mean to me when I no called, no showed. You know, I need that little inspiration and that little push sometimes.
Yeah.
But we feel creative. But anyways, everybody like, subscribe, and share, and go find Paulito on Instagram. He's pretty funny, and y'all are already friends with me. So, anyways, we'll catch y'all next time.
Later. Peace.